This week on Minnesota Native News, state health officials reach out for community input on addiction services, and White Earth continues its work to preserve 2,000 acres in Clearwater County.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The national opioid epidemic is hitting some Minnesota tribal communities especially hard. The Minnesota Department of Human Services is hosting community meetings around the state to get input on how the state approaches addiction and recovery needs. DHS Assistant Commissioner Jennifer D. Cabellis says the system needs a complete overhaul. She says right now the state only focuses on deep-level services. After an addict loses his or her job, her home, her kids, and that, she says, needs to change.
What do we do to identify individuals early in order to get individuals in front of professionals and in front of services and supports earlier?
Talk of adding these kinds of services raises the question, what will it cost? But D. Cabellis argues that adding these services will be cheaper in the long run.
If all of our dollars are going to high-cost services after somebody has already lost their housing, potentially had a child removed from the home, lost their job, I would argue that's more expensive than putting dollars into recovery supports and putting dollars into prevention and early intervention.
The state agency is hosting 8 community meetings around Minnesota through early November. White Earth Band of Ojibwe recently received preliminary approval for a state grant to buy and conserve 2,000 acres of land near Rice Lake. The state's Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council decided to give White Earth $2 million for the project, but it was a long and sometimes heated debate, and it's still not a done deal. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the details.
The Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Fund takes money from the state sales tax and gives it to organizations for projects that will protect Minnesota's natural environment. American Indian tribal members pay sales tax on a number of goods and services, but White Earth is having a difficult time accessing the funds for this conservation project.
Good morning and welcome to the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage.
When the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council met on October 6th, 9 of the 12 council members all agreed that the project should be funded. It's good for the critters, they said. Now, tribal ownership does raise a few unique issues. No property tax from the land will go to the county, and the tribe, not the state DNR, will regulate tribal members' activities on the land. But there are agreements in place and legislation in the works that could make this all work. Still, a few council members don't want the land to go to White Earth.
Mr. Chair, I have a note on the White Earth Indian Reservation project.
The recording from the meeting is difficult to understand, so let me tell you. This is Representative Denny McNamara. He's in the meeting, and he's making up a plan on the fly that would take White Earth's project and give it to the state DNR.
And, Mr. Chair, what that would do is it would make the owner of that protected land the state of Minnesota.
This has never happened before. In the history of this council, no one has ever made a motion in a meeting like this to take one organization's project and give it to someone else. By now, the White Earth staff have spent years researching, negotiating, and planning this project. They've submitted applications, attended hearings, answered questions. Besides that, it's unclear if the DNR wants to manage the project. So after Representative McNamara made his motion, Commissioner Sue Olson spoke up. She said his proposal is racist. She says people are creating barriers for this project because it comes from a tribe.
This is downright racial discrimination. If you want to try to pull that, you go ahead. But I want the newspapers and the media and the rest of Minnesota to know that this is not okay, because we are better than that. This council does not have to bow down to junk like that, because we're supposed to be doing this work for the conservation and the habitat of the land.
After nearly an hour of discussion, the council defeated McNamara's proposal.
That's 3 yes, 8 no.
And they voted to approve $2 million for the White Earth Project. The proposal will still have to stand up to scrutiny in the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council's November and December meetings. And then this winter, it heads to the legislature. It will be the second time the legislature considers this proposal. Last year, it was denied funding. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.